Proclamation number 2054 of September 2nd, 1941. Distance from God. Cooling of love. Resistance to the doctrine of love. The further a person distances himself from God, the more difficult it will be to convey the divine teaching of love to him, for the distance from God also results in a cooling of love, and thus he will also reject Christ's teaching, which only breaks love. It requires great love and patience on the part of people to make the purpose and goal of earthly life clear to him, for in most cases his will determine him not to accept anything that is offered to him. The state far from God is always a state of willfulness towards God's adversary. Consequently, the human being will never want to accept what speaks in favor of God. Whoever now takes it upon himself to bring light to such people must be prepared for objections and refutations of all kinds. He must not immediately become despondent but must exercise utmost patience and perseverance and try to establish a very close connection with good spiritual forces so that they are mentally guided by them and can withstand every onslaught from the adversary's side. It is an extremely rewarding task to win an apostate for God, yet beings in the beyond, who are in charge of the earthly children, will also endeavor to help him, and they will support the person in his endeavor and give him the right thoughts and words so that he will no longer fight alone but will be supported by spiritual strength. And thus a person who denies love in himself must be led to the right realization through love. He must charitably feel that which he would like to reject and thus no longer be able to remain in his strict rejection. 2nd of the 9th, 1941. He must take pleasure in what is offered to him because it is offered to him in love, and first receive it with his ear, so that it then also finds entrance into his heart and he now thinks about it. Then already the attempt on him has not remained unsuccessful. This is the beginning of reducing the distance to God, and the slightest willingness will be rewarded by the support of spiritual friends. For these only long for the hour when a human being's mental activity is directed towards supernatural things in order to be able to exert their influence accordingly. But the human being, who is unwilling and rejects everything, finds no connection with them and their work remains unsuccessful, and the human being's life passes by without having brought him any benefit for his soul. The spirit of unkindness has destroyed all faith in him, and only through recognizable activity of love for him can the heart of such a person be made receptive and he likewise be stimulated to activity of love. It is true that God's adversary will also struggle in order not to lose him, and that is why the battle waged by Christ's fighters for souls far from God is not easy. Yet where the will is, there is also the power. For this is at the disposal of the person who wants to use it for God. And the fighter makes use of the divine word, which is blessed with power. The word of God, commanded in love, must be effective where satanic influence does not obviously hold the human being captive. Amen.